Good evening, ladies and gents. I am Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and awesome! I've done so many podcasts that I've now gained my own theme music. Take that, silence. I could just listen to this all day. Well, today represents a new improved Big Day 3 podcast from myself. And today, I'm doing something slightly different. Forget your daily dose of metal mayhem. Instead, don your mortarboards and dip your quills as we go back in time to a land that time, well, forgot. Or maybe just slept on and then forgot, like a biscuit in bed. This podcast has been split into two parts because the second part is much more controversial. And you may not necessarily agree with the views I present on it. But here goes. Isaac Asimov's 1942 science fiction novel Runaround saw him formally introduce three laws to govern robots in his universe. 1. A robot may not injure a human being, or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. 2. A robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. 3. A robot must protect its own existence, as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. Incidentally, a fourth or zeroth law was introduced afterwards. A robot may not harm humanity, or by an action allow humanity to harm. But by creating robots with a deliberate intention to destroy or kill other robots and humans, is it not breaking at least one of these laws? Especially if there's a radio interference in the arena. And if you take recall into account, does this also sometimes contradict the third law of self-preservation? However, for today's podcast, I will focus on the origin of the term robot to give some idea of the context surrounding the term, which seems to be an underexplored topic in robot wars circles. The original term for robot, or robota, was invented by the Czech author Karel Čapek in the 1920s, although he claims it was created by his brother Josef. It translates as corvée, but also as underpaid labour, serf labour, or drudgery, among other terms. Robota also means work or labour in other Slavic languages. These all share a root word in Proto-Slavic, or robota, meaning slave work, which also has some limited overlap with the German word Arbeit, to work. As an aside, the original word Quebec was going to use was labori, which was considered too artificial. Layered somewhere in the meaning is some delicious metallic irony. So what about the context of robota in Quebec's works? One of his most famous works, which is known as In Razumovi Universalni Roboti, or RUR for short, the robots are artificial human-like beings that are created in a factory, which in the play are more like clones than machines, as they have human flesh and blood. While they work at first for the humans, they revolt and destroy humanity, although no reason is given for this. Did this reflect the era? Back in 1924, Czechoslovakia was a democratic country, but in the context of a Europe that was still feeling the artifacts of the First World War and the fear of communism, one could argue that the term had socialist implications. However, Quebec himself was influenced by liberalism and supposedly personally despised the rise of fascism and communism. By 1924 as well, the fear of communism was not as pronounced as it had been just a few years before, when the Russian Revolution seemed to be taking over. Nonetheless, it seems that the plot has some communist overtones, or perhaps anarchist overtones, as humans created the robots because it meant the products could be made at a fraction of the cost. One critic even goes as far to say that RUR epitomises the traumatic transformation of society by World War I and the Fordist assembly line, which could be construed as the subversion of society by capitalism. The robots were also treated as appliances by the factory owner, although there is some debate in the play as to the status of the robots, and whether they should have some, if not all, of the same privileges as humans, even though they are fundamentally different to humans. Ultimately, there was a very limited understanding of genetic engineering back in the 1920s, which seems to be what Čapek was aiming for rather than today's definition of robots, who are more like automatons. Crucially, the robots in RUR are assembled, not grown or born, implying a technologically different species, maybe even a form of transhuman. It is argued by Barthelmess and Furbeck that in many stories using robots before the 20th century, it is forbidden for humans to act like God. We can clearly see this happening in RUR as well, as humans can create robot entities as easily as God created humanity, who ended up demonstrating independent thought. At the end of RUR, two of the main robot characters fall in love, and end up wanting to sacrifice themselves to preserve the other in order to preserve robot kind. A very pure and flawless Adam and Eve, and perhaps a hint there of Asimov's laws that came along 20 years later. So by the time we get to 1942, Asimov had grown weary of the use of robots to overthrow humanity in previous stories he'd grown up reading, which by this point there were very many. Although the robots in Asimov's work themselves still have a striking similarity to the robots in Capek's work. Ultimately, robot appears to replace the older terms of android or automaton by this point. However, the crucial difference is that they have no biological parts, making them much more like the robots that we know and love today. So actually, Asimov's creations and the modern descendants are reactions to the Victorian early modern interpretations of androids and robots, such as Frankenstein, who is a machine brought to life by a human. Interestingly, you can see a number of different interpretations of how robots, androids, and humans could interact in the future, and how they could be constructed. Will it be more dystopia like iRobot, or a slightly more harmonious Crichton from Red Dwarf? So this is the end of part one. So the term robot actually developed out of a Central European play where robots were closer to humanoids than computerized machines. Were robots meant to be the ultimate representations of communism in action, or a reflection of a failed feudal system of serfdom? Or maybe even a very forward-thinking image of what transhumans might look like? Now that we have covered the history and the context of the term robota, or robot, next time we will look at the rules in more detail and how you could ethically apply them to the war zone. So I've been Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and oh my god, I get intro music as well. This is amazing.